Now he says, strive not with a man without cause, if he hath done thee no harm. We are told to resist not evil. Now, under the law, it was a sin to strive with another without adequate ground. But under grace, God says to us, avenge not yourself. Vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. We leave the pathway of faith and trust in God when you and I take matters in our own hands. I think that if we've been done unjustly, turn the individual over to God and let God deal with him. I have found out over a period of many years as a minister that someone does you harm, you can hit back. But go to God. Let him know that you've been hurt. And tell him about it and turn them over to God. And tell the Lord, this is your business. You said you'd take care of it. You know, and I've watched over a period of years, God deals with folk like that. These are wonderful proverbs. They're helpful not only for young men, but old men too. And women and girls, in fact, the human race. And then, verse 31, envy thou not the violent man, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to Jehovah, but his secret is with the righteous. Now, there are certain people that are actually an abomination to the Lord. And in fact, the matter is, you're going to find out a little later, some of the things God hates, and he mentions them here in Proverbs. We'll be getting to that. Now he says here, the curse of Jehovah is in the house of the lawless, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Now there's something I haven't been following along very carefully here. Remember I said at the beginning, you'll find a proverb for every character in the Bible, and most of your friends. I think you'll have a proverb for them. Now, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. That's Ahab. I tell you, God certainly judged that house. And this is the proverb that would fit him just like a glove. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Now, God seems to hate the scorner, the arrogant, the conceited. And then we're told here, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. There are quite a few that fits, and maybe you know somebody, but we're not going to get personal here today. Now, we find that there were many in that day that envied the rich, and then they found out, old Asaph did, that God judged the rich.